Hey there, and welcome to Jazz Journeys, our weekly podcast, heard exclusively on WAER.org. I'm your host, Eric Cohen, afternoon music announcer at WAER, and on this week's episode, we're going to focus on jazz in cinema. There have been a number of movies that have had jazz as the underlying theme, going back to classics like the Glenn Miller story, the Gene Krupa story, and the Benny Goodman story. We're going to focus on two on this podcast, including Spike Lee's Mo Better Blues, but we're going to start by talking about a film that actually no one thought would ever be made. In fact, it was director Bertrand Tavernier and producer Irwin Winkler who got in touch with the president of Blue Note Records, Bruce Lundvall, who then put them in touch with Dexter Gordon and Herbie Hancock. And thus, the seeds were planted for Round Midnight, with Dexter Gordon being the film star and Herbie Hancock as musical director. In fact, the film won an Academy Award for Herbie Hancock for Best Original Score. In the film, if you've never seen it, the real-life jazz legend Dexter Gordon brilliantly portrayed a fictional tenor saxophone player, Dale Turner, a musician who was slowly heading down the wrong path, losing his battle with alcoholism. He was estranged from his family and really just hanging on by a thread in the jazz world in New York back in the 1950s. Well, Dale would get an offer to play in Paris, where, like many other African-American musicians at that time, he enjoyed a respect for his humanity that was not based upon the color of his skin. A Parisian man who was obsessed with Dale Turner's music befriended him and attempted to save Dale Turner from himself. And although for Dale the damage had already been done, his relationship with the man and his young daughter rekindled his spirit and his music as the end drew near. In addition to Dexter Gordon, there were a number of other musicians who appeared in the film and on the soundtrack, including John McLaughlin, Ron Carter, Wayne Shorter, Tony Williams, Freddie Hubbard, Cedar Walton, and Billy Higgins. In fact, noted director Martin Scorsese appears in the film, portraying the character of Goodley. And Herbie Hancock, in addition to being music director, played Eddie Wayne. The movie produced two soundtracks, not only the original, but the follow-up as well, The Other Side of Round Midnight, which featured this song. And yes, leading the way, Dexter Gordon on tenor with John McLaughlin, Billy Higgins, Pierre Michelot, and Herbie Hancock on piano. I believe that song was in another motion picture as time goes by. Again, I highly recommend Dexter Gordon in the 1986 film Round Midnight. Well, just 4 years after Round Midnight, another motion picture came out that had jazz as its main theme. Directed, produced, written, and starring Spike Lee, along with Denzel Washington, Wesley Snipes, Giancarlo Esposito, John Turturro, and Sam Jackson as well. Mo Better Blues, which follows a period in the life of fictional jazz trumpeter Bleeke Gilliam, played by Denzel Washington, as a series of bad decisions resulted in Gilliam jeopardizing both his personal relationships and his playing career as well. The film focused on themes of friendship, loyalty, honesty, and ultimately, salvation. You really get to see the relationship between Denzel's character, Bleak, and Wesley Snipes' Shadow Henderson, and how their relationship nearly tore the quartet apart. The soundtrack to the film, which is certainly one of the real highlights of Mo Better Blues, was composed and played by the Branford Marsalis Quartet, featuring trumpeter Terrence Blanchard. Featured such songs as Knocked Out the Box, Say Hey, Harlem Blues, and of course, this song, the main theme to Mo Better Blues. Theme to Spike Lee's Mo Better Blues, released in August of 1990. It runs a little over 2 hours. Only worked on a $10 million budget. But it's a film that I highly recommend, especially if you're a jazz musician or if you know any jazz musicians. Certainly Spike Lee's Mo Better Blues and Round Midnight, focusing on fictional jazz musicians, but there's certainly a lot of realism into what you see on the big screen. There have been a number of other jazz movies done over the years, and we'll certainly focus on a few of those in future editions of Jazz Journeys. Well, thanks for joining me once again. This has been Jazz Journeys, our podcast exclusively heard on waer.org. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Eric Cohen, W-A-E-R. And you can listen to me weekday afternoons on 88.3 FM from noon to 4 and online at waer.org. Remember, jazz, only four letters, but infinite possibilities. See you next time.